We're live at Fairview.
We have the principal of Fairview, and that is Marty Kohlglaser.
Well, hello, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for talking to me this afternoon, and thank you for that weather report, because that really will help me with recess planning for the rest of the week.
Let them out. Let the bugs out. Let them go. Just
we're letting them out.
Well, I have to tell you what, that's probably the only normal thing that's going on in schools these days is recess, because it's the one place you can social distance. They get a little mask break. I have two elementary school kids as well, and they love their recess. So no one from that end is complaining about how much rain we haven't gotten here in September, Marty. So that's exciting. It's exciting to have kids in the classroom and kids in school. What are some of the biggest challenges you are facing with everybody being back? And is everybody adapting? Give us an inside scoop here. Things are going on at Fairview.
Well, it's going actually pretty well. We have almost 100 students who are taking advantage of the online instruction. And so that is helpful in terms of the numbers of students who are in the building, because then we are able to socially distance in the classrooms, and that's a big help. And then those students can feel safer wearing their masks, washing their hands, socially distancing. So it's working, I would say. It's not normal, or else maybe this is the new normal. But it is working, and it seems to be going well. It gets better every day.
Marty, with that age group, were there any special challenges to get them to wear masks and wash their hands and socially distance?
You know, I think we talk about it so much. We work really hard on it. We do some customized fitting of masks. We've found all kinds of ways to make them more comfortable. We found clips. The kids, when they get the mask fixed and it feels good on them, you can see their eyes light up and almost see the smile behind the mask. And so, you know, it's really not been as hard as I thought it was going to be.
Well, it's just like wearing an uncomfortable pair of shoes. Once you get them broken in a little bit, everything feels better.
You get it. It's okay. So, yeah, so we're wearing them, and we're not having, you know, we have a few here and there. But a lot of times just a simple reminder that says, cover your nose, or just a hand motion, and they know what to do, and they know that it's required. So there's not really much argument about it.
That's the good news, because kids are, number one, they're resilient. We know that. And you go to school and you do what you're told. That's kind of how the program works, and this is just another added layer to it.
It is. And the thing is, we're finding, okay, I'm going to joke about this a little bit, but
good, I like
because
that.
Of the social distancing, especially on recess, we're not having any fights. So we're...
they're not close enough to cause a problem.
We may keep recess like this forever.
Not a bad idea.
Marty, remind the people that are listening that don't have kids in school what age groups we're talking about for elementary school at Fairview, and what you have K through what, and then what the ages you're
pre-K.
Talking about.
We have pre-K, okay. 4-year-olds, wow. All the way through 6th grade, and those are 12 and sometimes turning 13-year-olds. So pretty large age span, 4-year-olds to 12 and 13-year-olds, pre-K through 6th.
Now, the reason I ask you this question is because I want people to say to themselves, what? You have opera going on at Fairview?
Well, we have a fabulous performing arts program here, but we also have a community partner, a gentleman by the name of Mr. Richard Lewis, who is just is a Jacobs School graduate, and is I call him an opera star. He doesn't do it for a living, but for the last 10 years, he has put together with three other of his friends from all over the country. One lives in Atlanta. I'm not sure where the other two live, but they're far apart. They don't all live in Bloomington. And they come together every year for the last 9 years and put together an opera performance for a fundraiser for Fairview students. And he just does this out of the love in his heart and the commitment to Fairview and to this community. And over the years, they raised a couple $1,000s each year, and this year it was unique. They couldn't put anybody together, of course, and so what he did was put this together virtually. So he has his one friend in Atlanta, another friend in two other cities, and he here in Bloomington, and they put this together virtually. It even looks like they're passing flowers to each other. It's amazing. And then he put it on YouTube and announced the time and the date and that the that they were raising money for Fairview for our reading program and for Artful Learning. And this year they brought in over $4,000, which is twice as much as any other year. And so it's really amazing, and we're so grateful for it. And I just wanted to shout that out about Mr. Lewis and his dedication to this community and to what he does for us. It was pretty special.
We're speaking with Marty Kohlglaser, who is the principal at Fairview Elementary School. Marty, I'm going to ask you a real serious question. Fairview has one of the highest free and reduced lunch programs in MCCSC. And that essentially, for those that don't understand what that means, it means that a lot of your children are disadvantaged. How hard is it for your teachers? How easy is it for your teachers, whatever words you want to use, to do the job they have to do compared to a school that doesn't have any of the disadvantages that you have?
Well, I like to think that kids are kids, and that we work with them how they come to us. And so when they walk in the door, if they need something, we get it for them. And we teach them from where they are when they come in. And yes, some of our children are disadvantaged and come from places where they may not have all the opportunities that kids in maybe some other schools might have. And so we have to try to offer those opportunities in whatever way we can. And so it is hard. The teachers work hard. They're working harder than ever right now with the added strain of COVID, but those teachers who are working online and teaching online are working really hard. But I think the key to it is that we try to see the children for who they are and where they are when they come to us, and then work really hard to get them to the next level academically, socially, physically, emotionally, psychologically. We work in all those areas. And we have had really tremendous community support. I feel very privileged to get to be the principal at Fairview and to work with the kids who come to school here, but also all of our community partners and those who help us be able to meet the needs and meet the kids where they are when they walk in the door.
And Marty, you're a performing arts school. What's that mean for the people that don't understand what is unique about Fairview?
You know, besides the opera.
Right.
Yeah, right. Well, our specials are a little bit different. So we use community artists who come in during our specials time, and we have a show choir, we have 3D art, ceramics, we contract with Cardinal Stage, and they send us a teacher, so we have a drama class, and those things meet during the day, just like in place of like a regular general music class. And so we also have the violin program, and those are what we consider the performing arts, which is a little bit different than a general music class, a general art class, a regular PE class.
I want to tell a quick story. I've been there a number of times before COVID, where you did the concerts and the kids performed on stage. Mm-hmm. And one year, you've been doing that for so long, that one year you brought back a student that had been a Fairview student that was now like a senior at Bloomington North. And she played the violin. And Marty, she was like a concert-level violinist. And she started on a little bitty, one-foot-long kind of violin.
Well, yeah, they don't give you a big monster to start with there.
Yeah.
You can't even carry it.
Yeah. But I was so impressed. You got to be so proud of what your kids become and what they do.
Yeah, we really are. And we do have kids that come back. We've had a young man that he may be a freshman this year who has come back several years in a row to play his violin with our kids. And there's a real sense of pride and accomplishment that the kids have when they can actually make real music with this instrument.
Right.
So it's really kind of cool.
You still have
and it's neat
for
the,
for bringing that up.
Yeah, and it's neat for the other kids to say, hey, look, that's someone who was doing just what you were doing.
Do
and you can do that
right.
when you get down the road as well. Marty Colglazier is our guest. She is the principal at Fairview Elementary School here in downtown Bloomington. And we're on the calendar. We've got one eye on fall break coming up here in a couple weeks, I hope.
We do. We're watching for it.
Everybody gets their time to recharge the batteries for a couple days. There's nothing wrong with that. And just the way the calendar is broken up, I think that always does help. But when we get into the colder months and we can't do recess and things, are you looking for guidance from the MCCSC and the leadership there? How we're going to handle things when we get into the colder months?
Well, of course, and we're already starting to talk about it. Of course, I have a really awesome recess leadership group. And believe it or not, I sent a group to a recess training a couple years ago, and they take a lot of pride in the fact that what we do with recess. And so we're already working on our plan for what we're going to do for indoor recess when we can't go outside. And it won't be as much fun, I don't think, because we can't run around as much.
Well,
but
we can't build a dome over the outside either. So we will have to find a happy medium in there.
Well, you got a nice playground.
But I think we're the only, it's awesome. The principals and teachers are the only people in Southern Indiana right now who are happy about this lack of rain.
Right.
So we're really glad to.
Now we can just get a little dabble of global warming for the November, December, January. That would be maybe we're due that because we've had all these other hurdles to deal with. Maybe it'd be nice if just once we could have a little bit of funny stuff there. Well, Marty, it was a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for getting us laughing. We're all in this together. Thanks to all of your teachers and support staff and building facility managers as well, keeping everybody safe. And no news is good news, as we say in my family. So that's keep on rolling right along, and we'll get caught up with you down the road.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marty.
Marty Colglazier, the principal at Fairview, turning lemons into lemonade, right, just like everybody else's. And it's always fun to hear how the kids are dealing with everything, Keith, because, they're there every day. And the teachers that have to help them get through things as well. We're all in this, obviously, together.